I'm Joe Vicnicki in Petersburg, where residents celebrated the town's centennial, voted to end smoking in bars and restaurants, and ended the year with city employees preparing to take a strike vote. The city's 100th birthday was marked with events throughout the year. The largest was a community panoramic photo, as close to half of the town's population turned out to pose for the camera April 20th up at the ball fields. The city could not reach an agreement on a new contract for the bulk of its employees in 2010. An impasse at the bargaining table prompted city workers to express their frustration at several city council meetings.
These people haul your trash away, clean your water, dispose of your sewage, plow the snow off your streets, look after your boats. The police and the firemen respond to your calls for help. We take care of your elderly and bury your loved ones.
Workers by the end of the year were preparing to take a strike vote. In other news, police found what they believe to be the remnants of a meth lab near Hammarslough in February. The Drug Enforcement Agency cleaned up chemicals and equipment from the site. And in May, a Petersburg policeman shot and killed a local man who attacked him and another officer with a large sword, according to witnesses. Before drawing his firearm, Acting Police Chief Jim Agner had repeatedly warned Richard Widby to stop, and efforts to tase him had also failed. Neighbors at the scene said Agner had no choice but to defend himself. A judge in August dismissed a civil lawsuit brought by former city councilor Bob Nilsson against two former city employees. Nilsson had accused harbormaster Jim Stromdahl and harbor employee George Wallace of spying on his home and spreading falsehoods about him. The judge dismissed the claims and ordered Nilsson to pay attorney's fees for the two men. Ocean Beauty Seafoods, one of two canneries in town, did not open for business because of a smaller run of pink salmon. The summer's salmon season turned out a little better than expected, with the regional pink salmon catch exceeding the forecast. Also, high prices for Petersburg's seafood catch were a silver lining for local fishing fleets. A mainstay of Petersburg's visitor industry, Cruise West, stopped sailing and shut down its operations in September. And a major local business, Petersburg Shipwrights, closed for the winter, prompting more discussion about building a public vessel haul-out and boatyard. In October, voters passed a smoking ban for bars, restaurants, and other public spaces. Some smokers expected a change in the local bar scene.
Your entire evening shift is going to be a lot younger crowd, the ones that grew up without smoking.
Mental health professionals convened a town hall meeting in November following an increase in the number of alcohol emergencies among local youth. Parents and community members discussed ways to combat the town's persistent drug and alcohol problems. Another persistent problem was with an outbreak of head lice, with an estimated 50 cases discovered among local school students in the fall. After several weeks of a concerted effort to eradicate the pests, local officials declared the schools lice-free. And in December, a Coast Guard helicopter was able to rescue all five people from the sinking cabin cruiser Sandy M., which went down north of Petersburg. As the year drew to a close, the city continued its efforts to form a new Petersburg borough. The city is still seeking signatures from residents outside of city limits for its borough petition. Opponents of the effort have expressed concern over potential new taxes and regulations. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.